Thank you very much. This was very, very interesting from Bolivia, where you really discussed about the centrality of deforestation as one of the biggest problems also affecting the La Plata Basin. And of course, you highlighted also on the need to change our vision. We need to have some kind of a solidarity, because this anthropocentric approach, we are talking about the humans or communities living in one place, and they are trying to solve their own problems, but we cannot keep doing that. Nonetheless, I think we need global approach, and you also refer to the EU guidelines where they restrict now deforested places, products that come from deforested places are not going to be bought. So this is a solidarity at the global approach, making sure that we are working as one. And also you highlighted the biggest problem with climate change negotiators, and that is going to be also one of the things that we need to also in the model of development. So I think you highlighted a number of issues, very, very interesting. And one of the last things that I want to say, the community of learning and practice that you mentioned, I think this is very important. We are also working on a community of practice on drought, for example, for each region, because we believe you can learn from each other. This is also one community, for example. And all these examples that you hear from one region can inspire you to do something in your own region. So I think this community of practice is also a good case to highlight. With this, I think, thank you very much again. And then we'll move on to Mr. Chris Magero from the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Chris, I would like to ask you, of course, IUCN has a lot of experience in applying ecosystem approach to drought management. Which land use management practice and nature-based solutions to manage drought would you like to share with the audience? Thank you, Chris. The floor is yours.